Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very important topic. And that topic is related to alcohol and the consumption of alcohol. As you know, the consumption and drinking of alcohol is one of the major sins within Islam. The major sins are those sins which a person cannot be forgiven for unless he sincerely repents to God. And this is also one of the, you know, distinctions of Islam. As you know, a lot of the other religions, even some of the Abrahamic religions, they don't categorically prohibit consumption of alcohol. For example, Christianity, right, it doesn't categorically prohibit it. It says abusing alcohol is something forbidden. But this is one of the distinctions of Islam. When Islam came, as you know, alcohol and the consumption of alcohol and intoxicants was something very prevalent amongst the pagan Arabs. A lot of people say that the reason for this was that, you know, water was a scarce resource in the Arabian Peninsula, because of, obviously it was a desert and arid climate, and they didn't have access to a lot of rivers and, you know, lakes and, you know, the ocean and these kind of things. So because of that, they kind of made up for this by producing alcoholic beverages and consuming them to make up for this scarcity. The pagan Arabs, they became addicted to it. This is reflected if you take a cursory glance at some of the poems of the pagan Arabs pre-Islam, meaning before Islam. I mean, before Islam, you will see, you can clearly see this, infatuation with alcohol and wine and these kind of beverages. So when Islam came and gradually in stages, because of this prevalence and severity of this vice amongst the Arabs, it gradually in stages, took steps and in a series of stages went, and it prohibited this vice. In today's session of Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at the reason for the prohibition of alcohol as narrated by Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, Allah forbade alcohol due to the corruption that accompanies it and due to the way in which it alters the drinker's reason. This is something that can clearly be affirmed for through experience. When we see people who consume alcohol, usually in the state of intoxication, they're not able to reason properly. A lot of the other basic human faculties their ability to function is reduced. This is something which is known by everybody. Because of this, obviously, that in Islam, it is the intellect and reason, which is what, in essence, worships Allah and obeys Him. And because of this, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, and how it encourages them to deny Allah mighty and exalted, and to slander Him and His Messenger, and for all of the other accompaniments of corruption and murder. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for the prohibition of alcohol in the words of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.